We've come this far by faith, and every day I'm leaning on the Lord. And if we keep on trusting in His holy word, I know He will never fail me, never. Whoa, I just had to say, oh, oh, oh. Yes, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Yes, you know what day it is and you know what time it is. That's right, it's the Insight Hour, brought to you by BBSRadio.com and Healthy World Distributing, also having their store. Dr. Leonard Horowitz is the host and your co-host with the most is Reverend Roxy, feeling in rare form, getting ready to really cut it up for the Lord. And before we get into it, you know we have to give it up to the Creator. So I couldn't think of someone better to do that than Dr. Len Horowitz. Dr. Len, are you there?
Reverend Roxy, what a pleasure to join you, sister.
Oh, you know it is. Let's do this so that we can do that.
Oh, excellent. Okay, and then we're going to have a great conversation tonight about what your lead-in song, your musical vocal, is about, faith and trust. So let's give it off to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise You for all of the glorious blessings You're constantly pouring out from Your heavenly throne. Your musical mathematical matrix, Your music, uplifts our hearts, brings salvation eternal to our souls, and raises us, heals us in the physical. We praise You for all these glorious blessings that we take for granted, from the food and the waters that we're drinking, the air that we're breathing full of Your oxygen, Your prana, Your element number 8, the infinity sign giving us this uplift of spirit to the infinite. We praise You for these glorious blessings. And I want to ask for a special anointing on Reverend Roxy tonight and yours truly, so that what we say is Your words, our hearts be connected to Yours, that may our intuition and our vocalization of Your Holy Spirit be profound tonight and bless everyone listening to the max, opening hearts more than ever, instilling in the hearts the most profound sense of peace, shalom, and love, and joy in Your Holy Spirit blessing. We praise You for these glorious truths that shall set us free tonight and always, and we praise You for instilling in us this faith and trust that is the subject of this conversation, this Insight Hour tonight. In Yeshua's blessed name, we praise You, and in Your name, we have absolute faith and trust. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Len, for that. You are always so eloquent when it comes to the invocation. I can only tell you we should go back through all of the Insight Hours, and we should put them all together. There'll probably be one big, long invocation that would just be too awesome, and we'll be able to look back in future years and see our prayers answered right before our ears.
Yay! That sounds like a wonderful vision and mission and realization, actualization.
As soon as we get some clever people to be able to do that, huh?
Oh, I think it's totally appropriate. I mean, given the fact that we are humble servants of the great, glorious Creator, walking in His image and according to His steps of righteousness, right standing in this musical, mathematical magnificence that He's created for us to enjoy. So, with love, I say to you, Sister Reverend Roxy, it is appropriate that you talk about tonight, manifesting miracles through this magical, miraculous concept of faith and trust.
Yes, it was, every week we have to bring insight to the listeners. They may be listening or they may be waiting for the archives that they can get on bbsradio.com. That's right, just going in there and signing up. It's just the best thing ever to keep up with what we're talking about. But it's fair for us to talk about faith today because it's in the news. It is a determination of the political parties to, and Obama has now said that he is going to give a bigger role to the religious communities out there, whether they be in the temple, the mosque, or the churches. And I thought, oh my goodness, in theory, this is a wonderful thing. This is what we all been praying for. This is what Bush said we was going to have, and yet there was questions about faith that have to be explored, you know, when you say the word, because we're not too sure anymore as to what, when politicians say they want to include religious organizations to help and give them money to make sure that the needs of the secular community are taken care of, you see, because the infrastructure is getting ready to be overloaded, so the government wants to pass these things on to the churches to do. They see them as a way of helping out the government in their responsibility to the citizens, except that there's a lot of questions. When I think of faith, I think about recreation, because first, there has to be some experience of trueness within that which you're talking about. And then you have to then say, well, what happens when you start talking about religions? You know, Dr. Lynn, you more than anybody could probably expound for the next 5 hours on the differences in religions and how they manifest themselves in culture, couldn't you?
Well, you know what? I'm not an expert in that field, sister, but I've got some things on my heart in response to what you've just said that, you know, I really dare to not go. You know, quite honestly, I'd like to go there, and perhaps we should just dabble in it, but I have been asked by a very reliable friend and a very, very loving and wise person that what we should be doing more often is focusing on the good news. And I know that's your heart too, Reverend Roxy, but this question as to what's really going on in religion and what's going on in the Obama campaign and what's going on in the world of government and this concept of, you know, integrating religion and religious organizational activism with governmental agendas. You know, it's very interesting given the fact that we're supposed to be operating under separations of church and state, which is a policy that I've never agreed with, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you want to shatter a human being, then separate its soul from its body and see where you get. You've got really something extremely evil and toxic walking around. And the concept that you've got a separation of church and state and virtually a world that's been divided like a pie, half of it given to control populations through governmental organizations, and the other half of the pie, you've got religious entities operating again as a, oh, let's just say a manipulative force that operates based on the fear of eternal damnation, and that salvation is based on how much money you give to whatever church or mosque or synagogue you belong to, and that your salvation depends on what's taking place on either Sunday, which is not the Sabbath. And by the way, I have a revelation this week I got to share about the Shabbat, about the Sabbath. Please remind me to do that before we end.
I've got it written down right here.
But, you know, this concept that the original separation of church and state, at least in the modern era, let's take it there, began with the Constantine era in 300 A.D., whereby suddenly you had the royal family of England begin to use its political power within the Roman Catholic Church to create a semblance of the way that they called Christianity, and that this is sadly where we stand today. We stand with, behind the scenes, politicians and or at least the highest levels of those who operate the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel and the ongoing genocide that operates under the guise of public health and national security, that they're still pulling political strings within the religious structures of the world. Now, you can look and read a lot of the Patriot periodicals, the right-winger, let's say, periodicals, and you can begin to identify the links with some reputable sources between who I call those who call themselves Jews who are not in the Illuminati and the British Secret Service, which is running the Israeli government today. And again, that's not the concept of Israel. Yisrael, the concept, is literally peace on earth, where the lion lies down with the lamb. And that's not what we have, except for, you know, this last couple of weeks has been pretty quiet on the Middle Eastern front, and I praise the Creator for that. I praise the people for the wisdom and the love in their hearts to advance that further, and especially it's synchronous because it appears to be, I will be in the Middle East doing a tour on behalf of the World Organization for Natural Medicine for the Foundation's Clinics for Humanity project, opening up free clinics and teaching clinics that are associated with universities that grant naturopathic medical licensure and certification based on working for people, needy people in these communities, both in Lebanon, in Syria, as well as I'm like to be able to go to Jerusalem afterwards. That's in August and early September. But the concept that we're coming around, you know, everything is a revolution. You know, we're engaged in a spiritual evolution, revolving. Now, what goes around comes around. And this is what started. It started off being not a division between church and state. It started off being a collaboration between governing officials in England and the creation of what we now have today, established religion. And so that's the only thing I really wanted to mention about that. The concept that Barack Obama is the one articulating this strikes me as interesting because I was at the center of this controversy raised by Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who Barack Obama ran away from and literally abandoned to basically be eaten by the sharks in the media and demonized for his position regarding the articulation of truths, that if we were to recognize them and apply the truths, it shall set us free. Well, so it's interesting now. I'm wondering how much of the polling that typically directs the campaign agendas, how much of the polling suggested to the Barack Obama campaign that this little number that he did, abandoning his own minister and his own congregation and ministry support, is now, you know, looking like it may haunt him in the election and he may be simply needing to make up for it. I mean, that's an insight that I have. I don't know how much of that is valid, but it just seems interesting to me that you bring up what's in the current news.
Well, you know, the current news always just evolves into this layer like an onion that has its skins, and you keep peeling it back and you keep peeling it back. You know, any program that is desired, whether it be faith initiative programs that are responsible for distributing social services to the community through the churches and who will do it, it is beyond me when I think about, you know, right now, gold is at 940 some odd an ounce. The dollar is down. The deficit is absolutely outstanding. The interest payments that we have to make on the debt is absolutely stifling. Our economy is slowing. And I'm saying, yeah, faith initiative, we're going to need big faith in God and in a lot of each other in order to survive. I just, when I listen to either side begin to talk, I wonder whether or not they are actually on the right page when they look at America. You know, this whole idea of faith, it's great faith-based initiative programs to get the money out there. And the biggest fear that a lot of people have is that how do you determine who and what is a religious organization and what goals these are religious organizations, and how do you homogenize that so that you can distribute, or do you get caught up like it's been caught up for the past 4 or 5 years with not very much money coming through to religious organizations in the first place? So it's really a lot of talk. And so, you know, I was just amazed at how this whole campaign seems to keep coming back to God, which is where we thought it was going to be. And then you look at what the great one has told us in the past, and how that plays into how do you serve two kingdoms, and of what kingdom do you want to be? And the other thing is it's so interesting that you're getting ready to go over to that part of the world, because there are rankings that Israel, on its 60th birthday, is planning to attack Iran. And so it is a lot of speculation, and it's going to take mighty prayers to protect you from all the political and evil machinations that are going to be coming down this summer.
Well, I appreciate your prayers, and folks listening, same with you. I really, my family and I totally greatly appreciate the fact that you pray for us and keeps the angels of protection around us, and glory to the Creator for those angels of protection. You know, this concept that we're engaging now in the Messianic Age, really what this program is about, folks, is an edification of the congregation, that's you, in preparation for 1,000 years of world peace. That's what this whole vision and mission and purpose is all about. And many of you listening share that with all your heart, soul, and might. You know, praise the glorious King of the universe for bringing on this shalom, this peace, this Yisrael, where the lion lies down with the lamb. So this concept now that we're having a government in such great debt, bankruptcy, and that ultimately it can't sustain itself, and that the entire commercial system is virtually a fraud, and that it's being perpetrated to enslave the good people for simply purposes that are not pure. And the concept that we now have this challenge, which is an opportunity, this challenge of gas prices going near $5, and it will be there by the end of the summer, that's for sure, the way things are going, and that it's likely to go beyond that, and that, you know, you're just listening to people. I was at the beach with my children yesterday, and overhearing another couple in a small group talking about the economy, and people are really angry. They're really angry out there. It's really hurting, but, you know, again, you know, I kind of like look back at those folks. I mean, they were literally obese. I mean, the woman had to weigh at least about 250 pounds. And so she's not starving. And I compare that to the people that I've seen in Africa and the children that I've seen in the Kenya ghetto. And that's an issue. That's a burden. That's a challenge. And comparatively, you know, we're looking at a time where, like we're doing in Hawaii, sister, more of us are gathering together who are spirit-filled, who are on the same page ideologically, theologically, politically, and are saying, you know what, all of that stuff, all that bad news is not going to feed you. It's not going to feed your family. And all of this faith and trust in a system that's on its way out essentially is not going to feed your self. It's not going to inspire you. It's not going to bring tears of joy to your eyes. It's not going to virtually do anything but distract you from the preparations that need to be made in the community, in the extended family, for self-sufficiency, for permacultural existence, for sustainability in an ecosystem that we enjoy communion with instead of degradation, destruction, and pollution with. So this whole concept of come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues and her lunacy and her insanity. So that's where, you know, typically I have to go. When we talk about faith and trust, it is not in our politicians, our leaders, that I have faith and trust in. It's in a glorious Creator that gives us vision, that gives us prophecy, that gives us a greater, fuller understanding and appreciation for the Word, the Way, the musical, mathematical truth, the Kingdom of Heaven that is right here, right now. It's right here in our Holy Spirit-filled temple that the musical mathematics is manifesting through the chakra systems, the energy vortices, like everything in the universe is spinning to perfection, and so are we. The question is, you know, where do our minds, our fear-based, left-brain, egocentric, you know, judgmental, guilty mind go. It doesn't go into faith and trust. It goes into headline news. It doesn't go to the Creator for salvation. It goes to the government for food stamps. You know, it's like this is part of the challenge. It's fallen apart. And at the same time, it's the greatest opportunity. What a glorious blessing. Because essentially the vital basic human needs, they are. Maslow articulated them very well, wrote up books about them and articles about them. Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. Number one, you need to have food besides your physiological needs. That includes food, water, and air. And if you don't have those, you're going to, in your left brain, you're going to create a lot of havoc and a lot of destruction. And people are going to go there, sadly. There's a lot of people who are literally not going to make it into the Messianic Age because they're not prepared. That's what this program is about. That's what all of our work this year in heralding the concert for the 144,000, Revelation 14:1 in the book of Revelation, we pray with the Creator's blessings is going to be fulfilled next summer solstice, June 19th to the 21st, where we join voices with 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who are likewise inspired to sing with their voices, their creative instruments, the lips, the labiaratum, the creative blessing of love into the waters of the world. That's online, folks. If you haven't read the website, www.livehh2o.org, www.livehh2o.org. Read up about this event. And, you know, I pray that you'll support it and pray for us to have it be miraculously manifested and successful in creating all of the oceans of the world, the living waters of the world, to vibrate, resonate with this love frequency and the harmonics that shall set us free by opening up our hearts, not our heads. Our heads are already heavily engaged. We've got to turn those down like you do in meditation. You focus, and your awareness expands into the infinite, into the intuitive, into the spiritual, and that ultimately this is linked to the heart-mind, not the head-mind, and this heart-mind is so much more profoundly powerful. This is the preparation that we need to make within ourselves, and bringing this alone into the future is not what this is about. This is about, like we've talked about earlier in this program, it's about unification. Suddenly now you mentioned that, you know, government and politicians are unifying with churches and religious organizations to create one community. Well, guess what? The big picture deals with total universal unification and this love frequency vibration that binds us together in this concept of loving social service that is the fabric that binds humanity together as well as humanity with the Creator. This concept of loving and caring and sharing with each other in meaningful ways. This is our community. You are my sister. You folks listening are my brothers and sisters. And the reality is that we need to carry into this next year and this preparation provisional period, we need to carry in this concept of dropping out of Babylon and opening up the environments and the communities that are sustainable, that are sensible, that are loving, that are caring, and that through the Creator's grace, again with faith and trust, everything will be provided as needed. Seek ye first, foremost, the kingdom of heaven. Then all else comes unto you. Study, love, the real Da Vinci Code. Study www.love, L-O-V-E, the real Da Vinci Code.com. The text is still on there in a free PDF file you can download, and please make your contributions and donations to Healthy World Store. Go on that store, buy whatever you can. It supports our ministry majorly. how it's healthyworldstore.com. And we have some great things happening this week, too. I've got to, before we end tonight, I've got to share some updates with you. But anyway, this is the concept of coming together as brothers and sisters in a divinely directed, loving community. And that's sustainability. This reliance on other things and other systems and politicians to keep us well is not going to give us too much when the proverbial caca hits the fan coming soon to a planet near you, and ultimately your food, your water, your air is not going to be so readily available. That's what's taking place now. So besides that, food, water, air, your basic physiological needs, you need to have safety and shelter. You need to have a roof over your head. Some environments are highly conducive to that, such as the Big Island of Hawaii, where we can live in screen houses and tents and have the food drop out of the trees. That's like the Garden of Eden. Praise the Creator. But the other concept is once you've established that, once you have that, what's next important is this understanding of self-love, is this understanding of self-esteem. Because if you don't know that you're worthy, if you don't really have a concept that you're beautiful, and you don't have this mind judging you as to being anything but that, that is, that you are capable, worthy of receiving and giving love, that's self-esteem. And if you don't know who you are in that regard, if you don't know this powerful Creator within you and how you're divinely connected through the waters, through the living waters in your body, mostly body water is what's in your Holy Spirit-filled temple, that means you're 86% approximately when you're well hydrated, part of the triune God. That means that you are a god and goddess in water in your body. That's what's residing in you. And that's what makes you the brother and sister of the Messiah. He says, I am the living water. So are you. You've got that living water inside of you. And so that this is the concept. Once you understand who you are, now your immune system takes over and does what it's supposed to do. What does it do? It recognizes the difference between self and non-self. It attacks and destroys the pathogens, the invaders, and supports and nurtures that which is you, your cells, your tissues, your body organs, your chemistry. It's all perfectly orchestrated when you're in tune. But if you're out of tune, if you don't understand who you really are, then how can you expect your immune system to function either? It can't. Can't recognize the difference, and you get all these wacky immune dysfunctions and autoimmune diseases that are also triggered by the vaccine injuries and the ingredients pumped into the humanity's bloodstream, poisoning us out of iatro genocide. But again, getting back to the good news is, you know, once you have that appreciation for self and self-love, what are you going to do with it? Now it's self-actualization. It's self-actualization time. It's acting towards creating, expressing your creative genius through your Holy Spirit-filled temple and your actions, something that the Creator, like any good parent, takes pride and joy in. That's all we as parents want. Someday children come home from school showing us the beautiful things that they've created and how proud we are, and especially how happy we are when they say, Mommy, Daddy, I love you. You are awesome. Thank you so much for giving me everything that you've given me, all the opportunities. That's what our Creator wants. Created as we are in His image, basically, this is the reality, imagination, manifestation, vision. So this is the reality that we're now dealing with and the revelations of understanding that we can bring to our communities, including our communications and our communion with each other through our hearts and this divine human communion that blesses us in our relationships is always available. 24/7, 365 days of the year, or whatever number of days that are in the whatever calendar you're looking at. This is the reality. The boss is here, right now. Reverend Roxy, what do you think?
You know, it could all be what you said it was and more. But when it comes to faith, oh my goodness, it's things that we do not see that we know work in our lives. And that's what we as a world must encourage. So all that you have said fits right in place. And I think that we should thank God for the fact that they're even discussing this here word faith, because it is a mighty word. And then to base an initiative on it that would allow us to begin to distribute more evenly God's blessings is another exciting thing to pray about. So I guess we'll be looking forward to, and I guess it's up to all of us to make it a reality, because Lord knows we don't need not to be talking about faith, because it is inherent in all the religions of the world. I guess you don't have to worry about the atheists. They got faith in something, I'm sure, but what it is, we will just have, we know we can see, and that's no faith in God if they have faith in something else. So, you know, one can begin to look at it and know that however this world spins or plays, our prayers are what's going to make it happen. So I guess part of that is what we're going to be doing for the next year, is helping folks to get into that situation and into that head and heart space, to where we can begin to pray and meld our minds together. Because, you know, Dr. Lynn, you know, mind control is one of the things that, as conspiracy theorists and people as we're working out here, we see our government has been involved in mind control. And I have always been of a thought that my faith is so large in that which they can't see, that when I depend on that, I somehow or another confound them, and they are not able to apply their force on me. And I was hoping that probably part of what, hello, is that a beep? Was that a beep, Dr. Lynn?
It sounds like we got a caller. Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling?
Hi, I'm Renee. How are you doing?
Very blessed, Renee. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Well, how is it in Pennsylvania tonight?
Much cooler.
Well, good. I'll tell you something. We've got a thunderstorm here in northern Idaho, and if I get whacked with lightning, you'll know my line will go down, and you'll be alone with Reverend Roxy. Is that okay with you?
I'll be alone with whoever.
All right.
Because you're both very nice.
Well, do you have a question or comment?
I'd like to know what Spirit wants me to do the rest of this month or into August.
What the Spirit wants you to do? Well, you know, the first thing that I would do is I would sit down in earnest prayer, and I would say, Heavenly Creator, I'm a little questioning. I'm at a loss right now for what I'm supposed to do. Can you please give me a sign relatively soon? I have faith and trust in you, Heavenly Creator, but I would really appreciate some definitive signs and directions so that I can know exactly where I should be. That's what I would do, sister.
Okay.
That's the first thing I would do. Now, the next thing that I would do, I'm going to ask Reverend Roxy to give you a telephone number of an assistant of Reverend Roxy's who does an amazing thing.
Well, we might even be able to, because we have a moment. Renee?
Yes?
Can I have your date of birth?
Yeah.
8/22. And you need the year?
And what's the year?
48.
48.
Okay, excellent. So, is Sister Sativa there?
Yes, she is.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
It'll take her a minute, just a minute.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You mean she's not a computer.
Here.
She can't spit out the analysis instantly. Well, that's too
bad.
Say
it one more time. What is the date?
8/22/48.
8/22/48.
All right.
Well, Renee, I have a question for you. And that is, as you were listening to the Insight Hour, something, and I know the amount of energy that can go and course the human body as they make the determination to pick up the phone and call, because you feel that there is something you need to know. Can you tell me exactly at what point did you decide, and what it was that made you think that you could call the Inside Hour and be told what to do? Because you know what we're going to tell you to do is to participate in the live H2O concert and to get involved in blending your voice to this magnificent change in creation. But could you answer that for me?
I feel like I'm making a lot of changes, and I have to continue, and I want to make sure I'm on the right path doing it.
Sweet. While Sister is getting the information, let me just give a little bit of a background as to what it is that you're about to hear from Sister Sativa. There is a musical mathematical matrix of the universe. That's perfect. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And I've shared with you the fact that there is a musical mathematical matrix, and there's only 9 numbers. If you read Love, the real Da Vinci Code, you'll realize there's only 9 numbers in the entire universe, 1 through 9, and there's only 9 sounds or tones that make up everything in the universe. They are 396, 417, 528. I won't go on to the rest of them. They're listed in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. They're online also in the 3E Water Energizer. So there's a lot of things. It's the perfectcircleofsound.com. You can get this information, several websites that we have posted already. But the concept now that what you're about to hear is an amazing analysis on Renee. Like what you asked Renee, what you're supposed to be doing at this time. And I believe that you're going to get some very valuable information that comes from the fact, again, there's nothing new under the sun. There's as above, so below. As there is a musical mathematical matrix for the universe, there is a musical mathematical matrix involved in every aspect of your life, from the way that your DNA in every cell is organized in spirals and spins, and is involved in light and sound, that's mathematical or Hertz frequency transmissions. So are the relationships in our lives, and that to everything there's a season. And you've heard that before. And
yes.
So the question is, what are you going to be doing for the month of August? And so let's see if from Sister Sativa, she can look at the mathematics associated with what's called the destiny cards. Not too many people have heard about these things. It's not about numerology. It's not about astrology. It's about a deck of cards. And every single one of those cards, interestingly enough, has an amazing mathematical, in fact, musical relationship to each and every one of us, and also has a energy associated with the color, the suit, the number, the birthday. And when you begin to understand and put it all together like some experts have, then you'll be amazed at the fact that you're really not living so much divorced of a glorious creator who put it all together, that you're absolutely engaged every day, every moment of your life, living out a divine plan. So it says in the Bible, I knew you before you were born, and I know you after you go. That is the truth. That is the relationship, and that is the wisdom and knowledge that the Creator brings to us in our lives. So I wonder, Reverend Roxy, are you all set on that end?
Yes, I did. I did get a little intelligence. You know, as we've been talking about numbers and as we begin to talk about the coordinates, our birth dates are very important and the days that come in. Just by listening to the date that you've given me, I know that you are completing a cycle. This is your year, the year of the rat. This is the year of the rat. The other thing to tell you is that we have quite a bit in common, Renee, because I'm a 5 of clubs and you're a 4 of clubs. And that 4 of clubs is rooted in the reality of the world. So it would make sense that you would, in the year of your, in completing a cycle, that you would be asking such a question. So if I was to just quickly say it right off the bat, you're picking up the phone and asking the question is on the path that is put there for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, as a club, I'm a 10 of clubs. The clubs are the humanitarians. So probably you have a desire to serve other people in a meaningful way. Is that right?
Yeah,
yes, I've done that all my life.
Yeah, I mean, we are, again, we're not the majority. There are people who don't have that compelling drive like we do as clubs. What else, Reverend Roxy?
Well, you know, I haven't been able to really. Sativa is on another call, but I will only say that I just want to tell Renee that it's possible for her to get more information by going to one of our BBS compatriots, Robert Camp. Have you heard about the cards, right, Renee?
Yes, I've heard about Destiny cards. I've never seen them, but I've
never
heard of
seen them.
Them.
Well, you know, if you hit Robert Camp, that is the man on BBSRadio.com that can just give you some more information. I will tell you this, that on Mission Possible on Sundays, there is the availability, if you're listening in same time as you're listening in now, to consult with Madam Sativa and to find out more about what's going on in your year. This is your year, so look for not change so much, but completion for you in rooting yourself squarely in this world. Does that kind of fit for you?
Yeah, I understand.
You know, and also bringing faith and trust into that unification. I mean, that's really why I highly encourage you to have this full, clear relationship with the Creator. Honestly, you know, I have been blessed more so in the last year than ever before. You know, it's very rare that I don't feel that I'm in the moment anymore. Like, I feel like whatever's happening for me now is totally of God's will, and it's kind of like I'm, instead of getting so angry about things like I used to, and I'm a king of anger, let me tell you, you know, I've come to realize, I've been matured to realize that everything is a challenge only because I haven't been going with the flow. I'm not living this divine life. You know, certainly there is a, particularly with anger, there's a righteous indignation. That is a right standing indignation that one could have for evil, for sin. But the reality is also that righteous indignation is not particularly therapeutic and beneficial. So who are we harming? And when we're angry with something or someone, we're in our heads about them, we become more of them than ourselves at that very moment. So the concept now for me is like I've matured enough to realize that, gee whiz, everything that's happening to me is of Creator. And so I can give thanks for everything and bear witness to even those things that are perhaps previously viewed as not right or imperfect. And this concept relates to everything. It relates to what's going on economically with our country. It relates to the preparations and the provisions we're making now for the Messianic Age and how we're going to survive in community and thrive in community. And the fundamental, again, is faith and trust. Because without faith and trust, I don't have a clue that what's happening is of God. I don't have a clue that I am not limited to what is happening and what I perceive as inconsistent with grace and blessings and glory and joy and harmony. I've got to bear witness to it all in a silent, solemn silence. And that's what the gurus are all about. That's what the Eastern theologies are all about. That's what meditation helps to bring about, is this solemn silence that joy and harmony replaces this whole concept of separation and fear. And this is the concept that I think when I ask you to seriously give some time to prayer, the big picture is that everything that you're going to do in the month of August, the Creator is going to be standing with you. The angels of protection are going to be with you. And that it's simply a matter of having full faith and trust that that's so, and being unwilling to accept anything else that's a lie. And that's what's going to bring about the greatest synchronicities. You're going to have miracles happen for you every single day. Because that's what's happening for me, and there's nothing special about me that's not also special about you.
Hey, Renee, are you going to be traveling soon?
Yes.
Is this something that you've been looking forward to?
Yes.
I get that feeling, because that's something that your card likes to do. It likes to travel, and you know that in this your completion year, you know you have good judgment, Renee. So your discriminating and abilities and your ability to say what you mean, you just do that and know that in this year you're completing that you may have a little bit of a test when it comes to the dark side. I don't know if that means anything to you.
I've had tests for about 14 years from the dark side.
You've had a test for 14 years in the dark side. Well,
from other people, not me.
Not you, other people.
Yeah, for me trying to help the people from the dark side.
Yeah.
That's your humanitarian.
Sativa just gave me a little insight into that that I'll pass on to you. She says that the thief card is your Venus, and so there is an attraction of wanting to help, of understanding and seeing that side of people. It's part of a facet of the personality itself. But because you have that ability to discriminate and to use good judgment, you know, continue to exercise that and let go when it gets too dark, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, to leave those people alone because they're not willing to change. So I
right.
have to help people that are.
That's a sad thing. We all have to come to terms with that, mostly in our own families. Our own blood kin are typically those who we have to leave behind because they have no ears to hear the truth. They have no hearts open enough to receive our love. And it's just one of those things, you know. One of those things.
So, Renee, how was that for you?
That was true. I'm hoping I'll win against the dark side because I've been battling for a long time and I've won on most occasions except for small battles, which I didn't like losing.
Well, good. I'm going to tell you that we want you to continue to call anytime you have a feeling you want to put 2 cents into you to the Inside Hour. We're going to have you hang up and we're going to let Dr. Len he wanted me to remind him that he had a note on the Sabbath, and also we have to do our business of trying to sell.
And
things.
Also, when would also, is that Fatima?
Sativa, yes.
Is she on Sunday at the same time?
She can be. I'm hoping that she will. You know, let me say to you that you can contact me at Raising Cain, RAISIN_Cain, and give me your email, and we can hook you up with Sativa and a little more insight. How's that?
Good. Does she have a phone number also?
She does. If you leave your email with, understand, I don't want to give it over the phone.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if you leave your email with the BBS people before you hang up with Seth, we will get back with you.
Oh, okay. Thank
okay?
you. God bless you both.
Thank you so much,
you
too,
Renee.
Sister.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah, so I wanted to share this concept.
We got less than 10 minutes, so
yeah.
Do your house cleaning there, and then your little thought about the Sabbath, and we'll be over with this Inside Hour.
Sounds good, sister. Yeah, I wanted to just share the revelation that I had this week again with regard to the Sabbath. You know, there's Sabbath keepers out there that have been passing out books, why it's important to rest on Saturday versus Sunday. Sunday, of course, is a pagan holiday. Most people who are awake and aware know Sunday wasn't the Sabbath of the Creator. And so the Saturday is the day. Now, the issue is not so much of the day as it is as the number. And the revelation was this. You know, Nikola Tesla taught his students that if humanity only knew the powers of the 3, 6, 9, and 8, it would be a completely different universe. Likewise, Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius taught Da Vinci the same thing, the powers of the 3, 6, and 9s. And that's going to be literally the frequencies that we're going to be playing during the concert for the 144,000. Again, www.liveh20.org. Please, your prayers at this point are perfect for helping us get all the resources we need, human and otherwise, to make this event the best, most powerful event on the planet. Again, June 19th to the 21st, 2009. That's next summer solstice. Go online to check it out. But the concept, if it is three sixes and nines that are so powerful, and I remember Lee Lorenzen showed me a scientific paper that showed me that if you exposed, for example, bacterial cultures, pathogenic cultures to certain antibiotics for 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 9 minutes, or 12 minutes, 12 is 1 plus 2, that's 3, or 15 minutes, 1 plus 5, that's a 6, versus anything else, such as 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. You know what? The antibiotics did a lot better. I mean, tremendous increase in cell death, bacterial colonies, pathogenic destruction associated with simply a frequency of numbers, that is the three sixes and nines. So that's what Nikola Tesla, last century's greatest genius, was talking about. Now the concept, bringing it home to this concept of resting on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath day, on Saturday, is that you've worked 6 days. You give it up. The reason is, the Creator loves you so much, wants you to be the most powerful creator that you can possibly be in your own life. And the truth of the matter is, if you work seven, you're going to have far less results, far less outcomes, successful outcomes. That is, if you work 6 days a week and rest on the seventh, you're going to have dramatic increases in your productivity. And so that was the revelation that I received. I think there's no better scientific, mathematical explanation for keeping the Sabbath that I've ever experienced. So I share that lovingly with you, and I hope that that has a positive impact in your life. The other thing that's happening this week, for those of you who want to save lives and make a lot of money doing it, that is blessing, prosperity. There's nothing wrong with making the money. And by the way, I want to share with you quickly a Hawaiian kahuna's blessing regarding money. The currency, current, water, sea, the ocean of water. It's a flow of green energy. And that's what I want to bring your attention to, what the Hawaiian kahuna told me. That was a great blessing. Never, ever look at the dark side of money. Don't ever look at the black ink side, which is the front of your paper money. Always turn it around so that you're looking at the green 528 hertz frequency of love side. The green color is 528 hertz frequency. That's the center of the Creator's electromagnetic color spectrum. That's the heart frequency resonating. The center of your heart, connecting you to the center of the universe. That's 520. That's the color of money on the back side. You notice that most people don't use that side. They pass the money, they store the money in their chests in the top side. Well, don't. Always look at, in God we trust. In God we trust is on the green side. That's going to dramatically increase your currency, your flow of energy. And so that's a prosperity recommendation. And also, here's another one. If you want to save a lot of lives, stay tuned this week to www.oxysilver.com. Oxysilver.com makes antibiotics, all of them, and toxic vaccinations obsolete. It is an awesome way that we can bring about 1,000 years of world peace with no infectious diseases. That's oxysilver.com. Read about it right now, but it's going to change. You're going to watch over this next week. That website is going to be gone. There's going to be another one that takes its place. It's going to bring you in as an affiliate member. So you'll want to join as an affiliate member. It's free to join oxysilver.com, and you will be given a website. You'll be given all sorts of things. I don't even have a full handle on everything that it's going to do because we're turned it over to colleagues and collaborators who are bringing this network affiliate program to fruition with oxysilver.com. So stay tuned and then prepare yourself to spread not only the good word, but these life-saving silver hydrosols.
Well, it looks like we're at the end of the show and getting ready to get evident footprints to stomp all over us here, Dr. Lynn.
Oh, wonderful.
I guess we should bid our listeners a fair adieu, let you do that, and I'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you, sister. I love you. Love you very much. Miss you.
Miss you, too.
Yes, everyone, I want you to stay tuned right now to Evident Footprints with Don Nikoloff. He's a brother. He's a tremendous scholar. He's an awesome researcher in the sounds of divinity, the core creative frequency. You're going to listen to Don. He's got tremendous insights on the politics, and he's got a lot of depth and spirituality, great wisdom, and I'm happy to call him my friend, colleague, and also he is Tetrahedron Publishing Groups and Tetrahedron Recording Company's number one go-to guy. He's the executive producer of Tetrahedron Records. He's involved in producing records for us right now. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned. Thanks to BBSRadio.com. We bring you the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific. Love you. Thanks. Take care of yourself. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.